The Aksaray district, with its cheap hotels and boarding houses, is a traditional place for exiles from the region's crisis. Afghans, Iranians, Iraqis all have sought refuge here at one time or another. These days it's Syrian, and the area has already been called Little Damascus. The air on the streets is heavy with the scent of aromatic spices, in particular cinnamon, synonymous with Syrian cuisine. The Mandi restaurant opened 2.5 years ago. A photo on the wall shows the owner's old restaurant in Syria, now closed because of the war. Istanbul has been good to them, says co-owner Ihsan Abdi. They now have 3 restaurants. But Abdi confesses the language barrier was difficult, along with conservative tastes.
In the beginning, it was a little difficult for ignoring the language, of Turkish language. It was very difficult first, but then Turkish people and Turkish government helped us. It was very easy to deal with them to open this restaurant. Iraqi people from Africa, Eastern Asia, Thailand, Philippines, all of them like rice, a new food for Turkish people. It's delicious, but I don't know, they don't want to try a new thing.
Little Damascus is not only about restaurants, it is also home to many businesses.
Trading products here.
Abdul Kadir Taham moved his factory out of Syria across the border to the Turkish city of Gaziantep, but operates his business from Istanbul with its links across the Arab world.
There are various sorts of businesses, restaurants, real estate, or tourism. Many people from Aleppo work in the manufacturing business. Turkey has recognized that there are 10,000 to 12,000 Syrian companies which are officially licensed in Turkey, working legally.